Well, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Lamentations. In Lamentations, Jeremiah is talking about affliction, attack from the enemy. And when he gets to verse 19 of chapter 3, he begins to turn his focus. We should never practice the presence of the devil. We should not spend a lot of time trying to figure out what it is the devil is up to. The Lord knows what he's up to, and if he wants you to know, he would tell you. We need to spend our time focusing on what God's up to, because that's the solution. Jesus didn't spend hardly any time talking about the devil. He said, I only do those things I see the Father doing. And I only say those things I hear the Father saying. Therefore, his mind was set on things above. He wanted to know what God was up to. I can tell you what the enemy's up to, no good. But what is God up to and what is God going to do about it? That's what we need to walk in. For some reason, charismatics love the devil. This is verse 19. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and the bitterness. Now, this is a messianic psalm or messianic scripture, but it's also for all of us. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Why? Because he's turned his attention on God, not the situation and not the enemy who's behind the situation, but on God who's bigger than the situation and bigger than the enemy. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassion never fails. His mercies never fail. They are new every morning. And great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him and to the person who seeks him, not the enemy. This is famous scripture. I haven't thought about the scripture in years. A lot of hymns are written in the scripture. I love the part when he says, his mercies are new every morning. The idea there is that God's mercy or God's compassion towards you is always fresh. Because one of the ways that we live under the law, one of the ways you can detect somebody living under the law, trying to perform, is that if they come to the Lord about the same issue, the 10,000th time, and they have just this sense, because they're worn out with themselves, that God's kind of worn out. The mercy for that's kind of gotten worn out too. But his mercy's new every morning. His mercy's always fresh, as if that's the first time you ever did that. Don't you remember? Don't you know that? That your sins and your iniquities, he remembers no more? He has the capacity to not remember? It's one of the ways grace transforms us. I don't have a half new start. I don't have sort of a new start. I don't have a new start with God being frustrated with me because of all the new starts. God sees it as if, oh, okay, this is the first time we've ever done mercy for this one, and got a new start. That's amazing. Now, people will hear stuff like that and think, oh, you're just telling us we can get away with anything. No, grace is always intended to transform you. God's heart is always that you would experience his dream for you. That you would know life and life more abundant. That you would experience the age to come kind of life in the here and now by him through us. That's his dream. He's always calling forth us to be everything Jesus paid the enormous price for us to be. So grace has never had an intention to just make you feel good about sin so you can keep doing sin. It's so that you can be set free. Like we said last night, the law always reveals your sin. It's all it can do. But grace exposes your freedom. It unwraps your freedom. Because the burden's on him. And he wins every time. So I'm so grateful that his mercies are new every morning. I don't have to start off the day or start off after going to him and owning my stuff. I don't have to start off like going, oh man, what a worm, what a creep. I'm dragging this. It's going to be so much easier to fall again because I failed. And that's just living under the law. That's beating yourself up about your performance and assuming things according to your performance. No. I really believe your mercy was fresh. You just showed me mercy and compassion as if that's the first time I've ever done that. And the next time it'll be like the first time I've ever done that. And I now have a fresh start to walk out trusting in your faithfulness. For great is your faithfulness, because you're my portion. The Lord's loving kindness, his deed never ceases over me. His compassion, his mercy never fails. They are new every moment, every morning, and great is his faithfulness. Don't you see how this works? So when I fail, it's fresh mercy I experience. And then I get to take the next step because he's faithful to keep me from stumbling or falling away. His faithfulness is great. It's not about me now. Okay, Lord, I blew it. That's the 5,000th time I've blown it. I know you're tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm kind of sick of me. I'm sure you are. No, his loving kindness is always towards you. He believes in you. He believes in what Christ has done for you. He believes all that stuff as you are as a new creation. And so instead I can go, okay. I don't have to think about that one anymore. I'm going to take the next step, totally trusting in your faithfulness to get it right. And your faithfulness is great. Mine never was. Yeah, what if I blow it again? Well, there's fresh mercy. The blood of Christ never stops flowing. It's a river, not a pond. You thank him for his forgiveness and mercy. And you take the next step, trusting in his faithfulness. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.